Okay, so welcome to the Abundance Alliance call, and we have today an amazing blue moon, which is a full moon in the same sun sign of Leo that we had just 28 days ago on July 22nd. Now, this is a very important moment because blue moons trigger an actual month-long period, and during blue moons, like between the first full moon and the second full moon in the same sign, you're really going to feel an intensity and a pressure. Because the same message is being reinforced at the beginning and end of the sun sign. So in a moment, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about Leo and Aquarius, which is where the moon and sun are residing. And, of course, this will we are speaking now at 11 a.m. Pacific time in California. This full moon will be at 2:45 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time, which for us, so from now, it'll be about 7.5 hours from now. So the feelings that you have basically, you know, been avoiding or denying or ignoring, and sometimes these can be really, really deep feelings, these really need to be acknowledged and cleared right now. So one of the things that blue moons really bring is they want you to be totally honest. And really not avoid what truly needs looking at. And even if you, by the way, try to avoid it, it will still come at you and you will still need to change. It just will be more difficult. So we've come through this whole month-long process. And so if you've been feeling more challenged in a certain area of your life, which we're going to look at in a moment, or just in general, if you feel confronted by something within you that really needs to be resolved, it totally makes sense. Because that's what blue moons actually activate. So, like I said, you really feel more of an intensity and a pressure. Now, let's look at Leo, where this is all taking place. Leo is the sign of fire, the sign of creativity, the sign of strength. Leo is ruled by the sun, which is actually not a planet. It is a star, and it represents light. So the light of this sun sign and of this full moon twice in Leo is really illuminating and purifying. It's illuminating all of that which you need to look at and confront. And it's purifying you so that you're able to be released of any residual emotional hang-ups or mental blocks. And it's doing that by warming your heart center. So you're really able to, especially now during this full moon event, to really get in touch with your heart and just, you know, acknowledge how do I really feel. And Leo is wonderful because it's a really generous sun sign. It's about generosity. If you know any Leos, they're very, most of them just are so generous with people and very open. And so this sun does. This sign represents being grateful for everything and everyone in your life, and that's something you can practice right now. So, and just as you know, the whole of 2013 is about the number 6. 2 + 0 + 1 + 3 obviously adds up to the numerology number of 6, and 6 is the number of love, and it is the number of abundance and responsibility. And so Leo, this Leo blue moon actually echoes that, because it echoes that you are responsible for every choice that you make. And if you take that responsibility, the abundance, oh my gosh, and the love in your life will really, really take off. So now, as I said, when you have a full moon, it means two signs are activated. The actual sun sign of Leo, where the sun is, obviously right now, the moon is opposite the sun to create the full moon effect, and that means it's in Aquarius. So we need to look at Aquarius very briefly as well, because this sign is ruled by Uranus, and that's the ruling planet for the sign of Aquarius. And Uranus is all about freedom and the future and, you know, discoveries and tuning into your higher mind, and it's about your intelligence and your brilliance, and it also can be a very revolutionary planet. We've been feeling, of course, Uranus square Pluto since 2011 and going all the way into 2015, and especially this year, it's very, very active. So this tremendous urge for freedom is being coupled with everything that Leo represents, the creativity, the fire, the strength. So if you've been feeling hemmed in for the last month, if you've had that sense of being boxed in by whatever patterns you've been reinforcing and not releasing, this moment right now is a really wonderful time to just release and just let go and just be open. And in terms of the degree that this is happening in, and I will look at all of your charts in a moment and just let you know where this is going on for you personally, it's at 28 degrees in Leo and Aquarius, and 28 reduces to 10, 2 plus 8 is 10, and 10 reduces to 1. So that really brings new beginnings. It activates a sense of reinventing yourself and giving birth to a new you, which is akin to being cleansed and renewed, and right? So all of these actual, symbols are being reflected across the board. Even the time of this blue moon, full moon, at 2:45 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time in London, England, that time, 2:45 a.m., adds up to 11. And 11 is the master number of two ones, right? One and one, and that's double new beginnings. So that's really tremendous and very, very exciting. One more thing I'll say is that date, the August 21st, 2013, does add up to the number 17, and that is the number of eternity. It is the number of immortality. So you really, really are able to, with this actual event, leave a legacy behind to really implement something that will last for a long, long time. So that is pretty much the general summation of this full moon. I just, it's really a moment of power, a moment of potential. And so it's up to each one of us how we use that power, how we take ownership of our lives, how we, really look at, are we reinforcing ourselves as victims, or are we actually taking responsibility for every choice that we're making? And that's really what this energy is about, is the self-confidence to move forward and without fear. Leo is just one of the most fearless signs out there. And you know that if you know any Leos, they really do like the limelight. They like being lit up in lights, being on stage and being out there. And so that represents a fearlessness that we have at our disposal with this second blue moon right now. It really is a wonderful moment for us. One more thing about the full moon in Aquarius. If you feel yourself being overly analytical, Aquarius does represent the mind on a higher mind level, but the shadow side of this sign, would be an aloofness or, just being melodramatic or overly subjective, which is also full moon energy, where you get totally emotional, So it's one thing to take the bird's eye view, which is really what Aquarius represents, is to have the total bird's eye view of your life and be very objective, but be careful not to become aloof or totally analytical at this time. So now I'm actually going to open up the Q&A lines for you, because all of you who have questions to get in line now and press star 6 to do that. What I'm going to do now is to just give you a brief rundown for each one of you as to how this full moon is affecting you personally. So if you have a question after I read you, definitely get in line by pressing star 6. So I'm going to start with Lisa. We only have one Lisa, so you know who you are. So for you, this full moon, blue moon, is taking place in your 6th house and your 12th house, which is interesting because you've had a couple of full moons in these houses. So obviously these houses are really, really important in your life right now. So the 6th house, of course, is about your work environment, about your productivity, your daily environment, your health, your habits, anything that you do every day. Your whole surroundings, your environment. So, for example, if you've been wanting to give up on some kind of activity that will allow you to be more healthy, that this is a wonderful time to change any personal habits for the better. So, you know, you're really looking at your attitudes and also your ability to help others, you know, because the sixth house does represent that. It represents what you're doing with coworkers or how you're serving others. And by the way, it also covers pets. So if you have pets, it will affect that part of your life as well. So anything about your routine and organization, how you are, you know, refining and perfecting yourself, that is what this house represents, your work, your health, your service. And then the opposite of that is where the moon is in Aquarius. And for you, that is the 12th house. So that house, of course, is a house about endings. And so there's something in your life that is ending now. It is truly come to a point where you have the aha moment, and this has been going on, you know, before with other eclipses and moons for you that we've discussed. But you will have subconscious breakthroughs and a real sense that, you know, it also covers therapy, by the way. So the endings and the therapy can be all wrapped in one, right? So because you're basically cleaning out all the corners of your mind that need to be looked at and feng shuied in order for you to move on. So it's your big opportunity to work through hidden issues, to take care of unfinished business. If you've done a lot of personal work already, which I know you have, then you will find you're comfortable with yourself on the deepest level right now. So another sign, another part of the 12th house energy is to do service work, you know, to work for a nonprofit, for example, do that kind of work. That also is covered by this house. And, of course, it's a very, very deep house of soul growth and dreams and anything to do with your spiritual studies and your psychic gifts. So if you have any courses that you can take or mentors that you can work with to just develop those abilities, it's a wonderful time for you to do that as well. So that is what's happening for you, Lisa. And if you're on the call, just, you know, chime up if you have any questions afterwards, press *6. So we're going to go to Sherry Staley. I'm sorry, I pronounced your name wrong, but I know that you want to hear this information, so let me get right to it. You have the sun in Leo at the end of your fifth house, so that is the house of fun and play and creativity. And so for you, you know, you might be completing a creative project right now. You're having a lot of creative experiences. You may be traveling. This is more short-distance travel, or you may be in a romantic relationship that's, you know, for the last few months, or romance is being, you know, triggered right now. So this is a really nice aspect for just releasing any rigidness, because you're supposed to be truly going on an adventure, playing and you know, just understanding that fun is a part of life. And you may be purchasing clothes that are more beautiful or even jewelry that makes you feel more adorned and beautiful. So that is the fifth house. And then for your 11th house, which is where the moon is, that's your house of just very close relationships with groups. So if you have joined certain social groups or business groups or organizations, it covers your future. It covers your financial rewards from your career. So this is really about joining with others to create something really very, very lucrative. And by the way, in 11th house too, a project can end as well. You can see an actual culmination of a goal as you look forward to prioritizing your goals and looking towards the future. Another thing about the 11th house, when you have a lunation like this in it, is you may make a close new friend, or a friendship that's existing will go to a brand new level because of something that occurs between you. So this house is actually ruled by Aquarius, which is the natural location of, you know, where the moon is now, and where also Uranus rules. So the moon is in, this full moon is in Aquarius right now, right? The sun is in Leo, the moon is in Aquarius, and your 11th house, every 11th house is actually naturally ruled by Aquarius. So that's a very powerful situation for you. Okay, so let's move on to our next person, who is Leanne. So Leanne, for you, let me just open up your chart. I marked up all your charts prior to the call. Okay, so you have the sun in Leo in your seventh house. Now, that is a very exciting house for this to happen, because it governs partnerships. So if you are in a marriage, or you have a partner, or you're looking for a partner, that's going to be lit up in lights right now. It could be your spouse, your lover, your business partner, a very, very close friend, or a competitor. Business agreements are covered by this house as well. So things are getting finalized. Things are getting resolved in your relationship, your intimate relationships. They can either begin or end at this time. So this is definitely a more personal part of your life. So anything to do with, you know, even lawyers, mediators, counselors, and contracts is covered as well. And your first house is where the moon is. That is, of course, your most personal house of the whole, of your whole chart, is that wonderful first house. It represents you. And so you, your image, who you are, is being lit up right now. This is your ascendant. So whatever image you project on others, the first impression you make, how you start things, your relationship with your immediate environment, you know, your physical appearance, your dress, what you are wearing, any new beginnings, any new starts, any new projects, any areas of your life you want to work on, this is really a powerful, powerful place for a full moon to be, because it brings everything to a head. And there is more completion now, because, you know, the 12th house is the house of endings. So you've completed, and now you are going to start again. So, you know, anything that occurs in your first house, and if it is an ending, let's say something has ended in your life, it usually is permanent. So pay attention to that. And again, pay attention to your intimate relationships as well. Okay, so that's Leanne, and now we move to Steinar. Steinar, let me open your chart. You have the sun in Leo in your seventh house as well. Well, everything I just told Leanne applies to you. So here's an interesting thing, though, Steinar. This actual sun is conjuncting your Pluto. So, and I haven't gone into all the other aspects for everyone, but I just want to mention this for you. So there's a lot of change going on. This is very, very powerful. Your Pluto is actually in the eighth house. So you have issues relating to, it's also partnerships, but it's also money and money that's owed to you, and anything to do with sexuality and transformation and death and rebirth, regeneration. If you have a partner, your partner's resources, taxes, inheritance, that there's a lot of depth going on for you, because your Pluto is being conjuncted by this sun today. And in terms of the seventh and first house, I just go back and listen to what I said to Leanne. That applies to you as well. But also pay attention to your finances and everything related to what I just explained with your Pluto in eighth house, because Pluto goes very, very deeply. It definitely is the planet of the subconscious mind, because it goes into all the issues that the eighth house goes into. It basically rules the eighth house, because in traditional astrology, the eighth house is a Scorpio house, and Pluto is the ruling sign of Scorpio, and you have Pluto in your eighth house. So for you, the unconscious and sexuality and transformation and the occult, anything to do with the spiritual and astrology, this is really being activated now. It's just a very transformative time of rebirth for you. Okay, so then we want to go to Sarah. And let's see, Sarah, you have the sun in Leo, of course, in your ninth house. Now, that's a fun house to have, because it is about traveling, but also really about higher education. And And when I say travel, whereas the fifth house is more about short distance travel, the ninth house is more about long distance travel. So I don't know if you are traveling now or if you plan to travel, but everything related to learning, and this would be any kind of spiritual learning, any higher education, even legal matters are definitely on the front burner now. You also are definitely looking at philosophy, like major philosophical decisions. Like some people even change, you know, religions when they have this kind of lunation happen. I don't mean, you know, like that you're doing that, but you're really looking at what your philosophy is, and what it actually means to you and what your belief systems are. That's all ruled by this ninth house. So, and then, or you could be learning a foreign language. You know, this is all about the long-distance travel. So this house also governs publishing and commerce. And so the third house, which is where the moon is in Aquarius for you, that governs any kind of communication. So whereas the ninth house is about commerce, the third house is about communication and communicating with others and doing that through writing and speaking and language and any media, any interactions with siblings, with neighbors. So, and even this governs short trips, by the way. The ninth house has long trips. So, you know, so you're definitely on the go here, and this is, you know, definitely a moment where things are moving in your life, and it's all about how you communicate and what you're downloading in terms of learning, the higher education, like I said, the spiritual studies. So that's what you're feeling right now. And then we go to Roxana. We have a couple more for those of you who want to talk to me. Roxana, yours happens in, let's see, Leo in the seventh house, which I covered beforehand. There are actually three people on this call who have the seventh and first house, and it's actually the same location where the sun is in the seventh house. So go back and listen to what I said, and I should have said, you know, I should have been a little bit more organized and said, well, listen, please, to Leanne, Steiner, Leanne, and Roxana. You all have the same thing going on. I do want to mention with you, though, Roxana, that you do have a conjunction of the moon with your Saturn. They are 9 degrees apart, so that's definitely still considered a conjunction. So your Saturn is in your first house, and the full moon is conjuncting it. That's very, very powerful because, of course, the first house is you. It governs your self-image, everything about how you feel, how you project to others. And Saturn being illuminated by the moon makes it very emotional. You know, I mean, Saturn is, it's interesting because Saturn is about, you know, all the things you need to learn in order for you to grow. It's the big growth planet. It's the planet of progress, but it's also the planet of security. So with the moon, full moon on your Saturn, you may feel emotionally like your structure needs to be changed, like something is holding you back and you need to break through it emotionally, because Saturn can make you feel restricted and limited. And so the moon is basically saying, I need to break through this. And it's very timely because, as you know, Saturn rules time and matter. You're in Numerology Academy, so you know about Saturn. So, you know, this is definitely happening now. So really, if you feel emotionally a little bit out of control, it is you and Saturn almost like battling out a little bit, finding your real boundaries and setting them. And, you know, this is all about you. It's in the first house. So it's definitely very, very personal. Okay, so finally we have one more, Lieselotte. And let's see. You have the sun in the fifth house. Now, we had the opposite. Well, what did we have? Did we have the sun in the fifth house? I know one person had the fifth and 11th house. Briefly, here's the thing I want to tell you, Lieselotte. I want you to go back and listen to the other 5th, 11th house that I gave beforehand. And I'm just looking for it so I can give you the person's name. That would be Shari, so the second one. But here's the thing for you, Lieselotte, that I really, really want to pinpoint. You have as you know, you're a numerology academy, and we've had sessions together. You have five planets in your fifth house. It's such a big house for you. We just went over this last month. And this actual full moon is totally triggering every one of these planets except for Jupiter. So your Mars, your Mercury, your Venus, and your Pluto, which are bunched together, conjunct in your fifth house, are all activated by the sun at 28 degrees in Leo. And, of course, they're opposed by the moon in Aquarius. Why is this so important? Well, first of all, very few people have five planets in one house. It's extremely rare. And so the fifth house obviously is really one of your most important houses, if not your most important. So play and creativity, children. I know you do have several children. There might be emotional issues with them that come up. There might be things you need to resolve. So this is definitely triggering you on a deep, deep level right now. And so what I said before at the beginning of the call about the truth, you know, the truth shall set you free. The light is shining on whatever it is you've been avoiding or, you know, ignoring. That definitely holds true in a big way for you, especially regarding your creativity and your children. Okay, so pay attention to that. The 11th house is also affected. That, as I said, is about everything relating to groups that you belong to friendship circles, to your future, and, you know, what your purpose, what you feel your purpose is. Okay, so goals, all of that. So you really, really are feeling this full moon, and it's a powerful one for you. By the way, just to make things even stronger, I know that this is amazing, but your sun, Lieselotte, is at 00 degrees Leo, which is where the first blue moon took place. Can you believe that? That was at 00 degrees Leo. So it's basically like, boy, if your life is really intense. I mean, I can't stress that enough. If you've been feeling it, just relax. Don't worry so much about it. It's meant to be totally intense and possibly stressful right now because you have, get this, you have six planets in Leo. I know you know this. You're a numerology academy. So, but this is incredible. This is very big because we had, you know, two full moons, which is why this second one is a blue moon in Leo. So really, of all the people on this call, you're the one. And you happen to be the final one that I'm talking to now, is just really, really releasing and letting go and restarting right now in a huge way. So, okay. So now, having done these readings for you, I want to open up the lines now. Press star 6 if you have a question for me so we can talk live. This is your support call every month, so that's what I want for you. So let's go to the first caller here. Hello? Hi, this is Tanya. Hello?
Hi, it's Lisa.
Oh, hi, Lisa.
Hi, I wasn't sure if I was the one that you were calling.
You are. Yeah.
Hey, well, I can finally be on the call live today.
Yay.
I know. Last month I was flying to Michigan, so wasn't able to listen in on that day, but
okay, well, good.
Oh,
well, so much is going on for you, right?
Yeah, a lot is going on for me. Still working on the relationship, and it kind of, I don't know, keeps kind of backtracking, and then I realize how I really feel and what I need to do, and I've let finances kind of hold me back, I think. I'm actually going to start a full-time job next week, so it's interesting what you said about working for nonprofits because I'm going to work with a children's museum, which I think I'll really enjoy, and they're really creative and cool, fun people. But, you know, that wasn't really what I was planning to do. I was hoping to really, you know, start my feng shui business and really focus on that, but I just found myself financially, you know, just in distress, actually. So the opportunity
But that makes sense.
Up.
You know, I have to say, sorry to interrupt, you know, your work environment is what's lit up in light right now. So actually, your work, you're really working hard. I mean, I can see this period for you being like you're juggling more than one job, basically. So because your whole work environment has been triggered twice by the previous eclipse as well. And so I think just the matter, it was just a matter of you saying, okay, for now, this is what I need to do. And it definitely relates to your day-by-day work environment, because you will have people you're working with, you know, your colleagues, maybe even employees. That's what is governed by these lunations for you. And so I'm not surprised that you took on a full-time job, but I can still seeing you, I still see you working through what you need to work through in terms of the feng shui business and the relationship at the same time. And I think you will still go there. It's just that right now, because of your situation, you almost need to get on your two feet, you know, financially, and feel that security.
That's exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's exactly how I felt, like I wasn't stable enough to be able to do that successfully.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I am going to be working kind of two jobs too, because I have my old part-time job that is really so simple that it would
mm-hmm.
be crazy not to let it go, you know, or to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
So, and financially it makes sense to do that too. So yeah, I'm going to be juggling a lot, and I think it's going to be kind of crazy, but it feels like the right thing to do.
I think it will liberate you, actually. That's what I'm feeling. I think that
mm-hmm.
the financial security is what you needed most. And I think having that under your belt, like after a few months, you're going to feel very different about your life and what choices you can make about it. You know, because especially
yes.
for moms who have kids who are contemplating possible changes, you really, really need to feel financially secure, right? And it's just, otherwise you feel desperate, you know. So I think for you, whatever happens in the future, this is very important for you, just to feel that sense of security in your life. Even though it's going to be tough because you're going to be really busy, it's not going to be tough, like emotionally tough. It's just going to be like you have to juggle. Do you know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
that's what I'm feeling. So I think it's actually a good thing, and I think eventually you will actually move on and continue with the actual feng shui. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I would like to do. But yeah, I felt like this is like an opportunity for me to be able to be more secure, and you know, financially and emotionally even, and to use it as a springboard to be
mm-hmm.
in a better place to really
mm-hmm.
start my business. I think I just haven't been in that secure place to do that.
Exactly. Yep, that's exactly right. And so I'm really happy to hear it. I'm really happy to hear it, actually. So, because I feel like there's movement with you now. There's not a sense of being stuck, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and as you know, you're in this wonderful 15-6 year right now, which really is about responsibility, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just take on more in 6 years. There's just no doubt about it. I mean, you just do. So, and your destiny number is a 6. 15-6, so which means your work is about responsibility. So really, and the sixth house is being activated, as you know. So the number 6 is really active for you. You need to. So 6 is obviously an abundance number, as I said, as you know. And so for you, you need to feel that sense. Okay, there's money coming in a 6 year. If you don't, it's really aggravating, you know, because
mm-hmm. yes.
It's natural for you as a 17-8 and a 15-6 to have money. You just, it's just, you're not happy if you have to worry about finances. It really does affect you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was just like a huge need for me, was to have more money coming in. Yeah, and it finally will start happening.
Good. I'm glad. I'm really glad, because I feel movement with you, and it's good. It's a big year for you, as you know, with that destiny number being triggered for you, and I'm happy that midway through the year, it's good. It's good when you take advantage of the energy, because it's going to set you up beautifully for the next phase, you know, so which is an important one for you, since you're 34-7, so next year is big. I mean, you're basically, Lisa, these 3 years, I think I told you this, you're a 6, 7, 8, and you're in a 6 year now, so you're going to be in a 7 year, and you're going to be in an 8 year, so these are big years for you right now. Very, very big
mm-hmm.
moment, you know?
Yes. Yeah, exciting.
Yeah. Good. So you have any other question for me?
Let's see. I don't think so. I think those are the biggest things going on right now.
Good. Well, I'm happy. I'm really, it feels good. It's like the best news I've heard from you in a while.
Yeah, I know. Oh, you know what? Actually, I do have a question, Tanya. I saw something somewhere about the, is it a seminar that you're giving?
Mm-hmm.
In October, you decided to do a live event?
I'm doing a live event. It's quite different from any of my other ones in that it's really a workshop. It's an intensive. So it's basically, I'm using all the people who are coming, which is I'm only allowing up to 18 people to come. So everyone there is going to be my case study. And so you're going to be having major breakthroughs because I'm basically teaching how to design your future based on your code. And I've made a huge discovery, and I'll be teaching it, and I'll be basically mentoring and coaching everyone in the room through this process by taking a moment in their past life, showing them how it happened, and then taking them to the future and showing them what they need to do to create the most success. And so it's a really powerful system that I'm teaching, and it's basically designed for people who already have a background. Even if it's limited, they need some background in astrology and numerology. So, you know, if you understand numerology, basic numerology, and you understand what a chart looks like and what the planets are, it's more of that kind of workshop. You know, it's not like for everyone. It's not like for the novice who doesn't know anything about astronumerology. But even if you just have basic knowledge, I'm still going to coach you. You know, whether you understand the lingo or not, you're going to get some very powerful information during the event. So it's a different kind. It is a live event, but it's set up as a real intensive, you know, because it's going to be all hands-on, basically. So,
exciting.
Yeah.
It
is exciting.
I may not be ready for that yet at this point, but I really am attracted to the work that you do, you know, in addition to feng shui, and I know... I haven't been able to get involved yet, but I know I want to in the future, or in the near future, hopefully.
Yeah, well, I'm really looking forward to this event like no other I've ever done. So I will probably have more intensives. I just don't know exactly when. But you know, when you are ready to experience something like that, because I know you did. You join Numerology Academy. It really would help. You know, this is really designed for people who have gone through at least Numerology Academy Level 1, for example.
Mm-hmm. Did not do that. So it sounds like that would be the first step then.
Do that first. And then the other program I will be releasing too in October is Future Forecast Formula. And that will have a part of what I'm teaching involved. I mean, you'll actually learn what I'm teaching at a more basic level because I won't be teaching it using your chart. I'll be teaching it using famous people's charts, but I still will be teaching that actual system in a shorter version, obviously much shorter version, but it will be taught in Future Forecast Formula, which is something I will be releasing in October. But this event is really designed for coaches who actually, you know, you don't have to be a coach in astronumerology, but it actually helps for you. Like if you're a feng shui specialist, for example, it helps you to really tap in to your client on a different level, you know, and especially, you know, regarding what's coming up for them. So you can use that information to help design whatever feng shui experience you are for them. Because if you see, for example, a very big culmination of challenging coming up in 3 months, you don't necessarily tell them that, but you design the house so that there is a lot of peace and calm in the area of the life that you know this energy is going to happen in, right? So you basically use the information on a level that's really profound for your client, and that's the way it translates. It can translate really for any coach. You don't have to be an astronumerologist. You can just use the astronumerology, and you can basically let them know you're doing this, which would, you know, make you much more of an expert, right? Because you're going deeply personal into who they are. You're not just giving them a general feng shui experience, but a really personal one, you know. So,
That sounds really amazing.
Yeah, it's exciting. I can't wait to teach it and to expand it and, you know, for coaches in general. And, yeah, so it's good. It's all good. So Well, I wish you all the best, Lisa. And whether I see you in October or not, I just am happy for you.
Thank you. Yeah, I am too. I really, it's like you said, forward movement, finally.
Yeah.
Finally.
Good.
So
absolutely
all, yeah.
Fabulous. I'm really happy
Thanks.
For you. Good. Okay. Well, hopefully we'll speak next month. You can give me an update. Okay, and then we have, let's see, are you, I'm anonymous, oh, this must be Lieselotte.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
I saw E. Molander, and I thought, that's her. Oh, you're the one with the crazy experience right now. So.
I have a crazy experience, and in fact, I experienced a bad line. I'm calling in through Skype, so we'll see if this is working out. Well, actually, I just wanted to give you feedback from what you said today and also what the reading you did for me last time, because that was just the day after the first blue moon.
Yeah.
And this time has been totally crazy. It's very intense. And we talked about me going to France for a painting course because I felt that I needed to do some creativity work. I didn't go to France. I have written 4 books. And
oh, my God. Talk about creativity. 4 books. Oh, my God.
Yeah, well,
congratulations.
It sounds more than it is, but I decided, okay, I need to change. I need to change everything that I'm doing. So I'm just packing everything that I have done into books. And today I spoke to the publishing house or publishing company, and they were excited because I have pretty good titles and so on for the books. And they are I basically have 4 ones that can go directly into production. And that feels really, really good. And that also turns the whole Swedish part of my business into something very different than it has been. And then I can focus on what I really want to do in Switzerland instead. So it has been extremely intense. And funny enough, when you talked about kids and emotions and so on, I actually cried today because my son called me and there were some issues coming up. And I was really true to him a really question for him what he should do and not making me sad about doing it. So it was his conscience. And my truth was, of course, that he should go on and do whatever he wanted, even if that would hurt for me, you know. Mm-hmm. So there was, you know, lots of emotions coming up today. And I guess it's just exactly what you see in that. In the stars.
Yeah, isn't it amazing? I mean, and
it's so amazing.
Nice thing is it happens to you no matter what, but at least you can see why, and it's not like
right.
this weirdness, like what the hell's going on in my life type thing, you know? You know, seriously, it's just, it helps to just relax you and say, okay, got it, it's intense, and that's just how it is right now, you know?
Yeah.
And you're making lemonade out of lemons, which is what I love. I mean, that's awesome. I'm really, really happy for you that you've shifted, because you really are. This is a big shift for you. I have to say, this is intense. I've hardly ever seen this many planets in one sign, 6 planets.
Mm.
And, you know, and to have a blue moon happening in that sign, that's huge. So this past month really has been a breakthrough moment for you in your life. You know,
it has, and I feel very, very different. I just want, you know, I want all that money that you talked about with somebody else, you know. I just want that to start flowing in as well.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow. But anyway.
It's going to happen. I think the inner work that you're doing now is allowing it to happen. I mean, every one of us is going through something, I mean, including myself. And it was when I resisted emotionally what I need to go through that the money stopped coming in. But as soon as I confronted it and dealt with it, you know, which is, by the way, now the moment with this full moon today, it's really a great time to release. But that's mm-hmm. really when the floodgates can open up again.
Yeah.
So, you know, just I wouldn't think of it that way. I wouldn't say I wonder when. you know,
no.
I would just say the reason I just shifted and wrote these four books is in order is for me to create prosperity in my life, to attract wealth. And then it will happen because you've actually made an actual statement about what you're doing,
yes.
and you're going into it with that full intention,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
I know you tend to worry because you are a 7 and a 5, and you do overanalyze sometimes, but that also makes you a fantastic writer and incisive writer. You know, you really do, you're brilliant in what you do. So, and your destiny number is a 4. So, you know, you are able to manifest. You really are. You just have to be patient. You know, 4 is the number of patience and dedication. So,
yeah.
I do see it coming for you. I just want you to know it's not like it's not going to be there, but you are definitely working through things. Let me just check. Your personal year just started.
A 9.
Yeah, so it's a 9. So definitely release time. We spoke about this in your astrology
uh-huh.
call. So just let the process happen. I can tell you that once next summer comes, I know that seems a long way off because it sort of is, but you will finally then feel the fruits of your labors in a huge way. So
good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Very good. Well, I mean, I like change and I like intensity, so I don't have any problem.
Well, you're like a sex couple Leo. I can't imagine why. It's like, talk about intense. And you like being in the limelight, for sure. I mean, hello, you do. So
yeah.
That's how you can write 4 books in a month. I've never heard that before. I mean, my mentor wrote a book in a weekend. He said anybody should be able to do that. But 4 books in a month, that's a lot. So, yeah, you definitely, once you make a decision, you really go all the way. I mean, there's just no holding you back. Nobody can stop you. And that's your great power as a Leo, you know, as a sextuplet Leo here. So I think for you, it's just a matter of acknowledging the shift that's happening and letting it all, just be patient. I mean, Leos are notorious for being impatient. So you do want things happening now. And I do understand that. And what makes you so powerful and confident. At the same time, you know, there is a whole cycle that is being honored right now, and it will emerge. And I think you're coming out on the other end now with this blue moon. I think you're really seeing the light now, at the other side of the tunnel with this experience.
But
so.
I haven't. I've seen the light every day, so I don't. I mean, for me, it's like I don't want this to go away because I didn't like it.
Well, okay. Well, you just set an intention there. So there you go. It is the last blue moon in three years. So who knows, you know, you know, I'm just saying you just set that intention. The next one doesn't occur until 2016 in the summer. So you could basically carry that intensity with you now. You know, I don't know if this will ever happen in your lifetime again. I'd have to really look at that. But they are so rare anyway. And, of course, the next one isn't happening in Leo, you know.
No.
So this is like your moment here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good, and as difficult as it can sometimes feel because of the intensity, in the end, it's the intensity that allows you to purge and move forward, you know. I mean, that's what you know about birth. You've given birth to many children, and it really is. It is that for you.
So. No, everything I've done, I started also, you know, I've changed my whole life. It's just the living place that still is, but that we talked about last time, but you know, I changed everything in my life basically this month.
Wow.
Quite a lot. My diet, my movement, my exercise, the work and intensity around work and so on. Well, let's see if I can keep it up. The intention is to keep it up.
Yes, absolutely. I think you can, for sure. There's no reason why you shouldn't. This
mm-hmm.
is because you've set a new process in place.
Mm-hmm.
You basically have laid down the new guidelines.
Yeah.
Now. And remember, for you, this blue moon, you are in Europe, not for us in the States, but for you, it does happen on a 17-day, and that means eternity. It means, you know, lasting eternally. That's what 17 means. It's the immortality number. So your intentions at this time of this blue moon will last, whatever it is, because it is the culmination of this past month. That's what you're celebrating with this
uh-huh.
blue moon right now. So what everything you're telling me now is will resonate for a long time with you. And that's exciting, you know, because here's the thing, you basically recharged your battery, you recalibrated your
mm-hmm.
energy. It's now going to, the fruits of your what you've done are going to emerge now, and
mm-hmm.
you'll see the result. Yeah. So I'm it's
no
thrilling.
Time for retirement.
You're so funny. Well, you're in a 9-year. I understand that comment. You're in an 18-year, which is you need more rest. But not sure that I don't know. You know, this one's up to you. I do take a vacation though this year. You do.
I did. I took
okay.
6 weeks off this summer.
Oh, good. Okay.
So
that's
I just
good.
Started to work again. I just started to work right after I started to write. You know, I just started to see clients again. Last week, I didn't work with clients and that kind of work for 6 weeks, which was really good.
Okay, wow, I wish I could do that actually. I can't do that right now, but eventually that would be amazing. I mean, talk about rejuvenation. That's exciting. Wow. Yeah. So, well, there you go. So you are
come here. Come here and stay here, and you just experience this beautiful surrounding we have. I live by the sea, and it's just amazing. So,
wow!
You're welcome.
Did you just invite me over to Sweden?
you can have a big workshop here or something, maybe.
Oh, that sounds really enticing. Let's talk further about this. I like it. Good. Well, that's for another moment. But wow. Well, I'm super happy for you that you are, you know, that you have that space, and you will get to France. You will do your painting. It will
mm-hmm.
it will happen.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
but you know, you are in a creative year. Remember that the 9-year is very creative. So you do
yes.
want to take advantage of that. But yeah, I mean, it sounds like you're totally claiming all the energetic, you know, volcanic activity right now. Which is awesome since you live in Sweden, but you know, if you were in Iceland, I'd say go out and go to a volcano and have a meditation. But yeah, you're definitely implementing, so I'm super happy for you.
Good, very good. Well, I don't want to take up the time, but I just wanted to give you this feedback because we talked about it last time and also
mm-hmm.
what you said now. So I thought maybe it would be interesting also for you to know
yes.
what you're saying
oh,
is actually
yes.
happening.
I love feedback because it really is a confirmation, not only for me, but for everybody on the call about how this all works, you know,
mm.
and how it's very accurate and very supportive. So absolutely, that's wonderful. I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Okay.
All good.
Right. Thank you
well,
so much.
Well, we'll speak
then.
Maybe next month. And in the meantime, you know, if you write another 4 books, please send me your magic formula and we'll talk some more.
Now, for the next 4 weeks, I'm going to create the whole new things that will start slowly. So
awesome.
That's another creativity exercise.
Well, yeah, well, just know September, this is for everyone on the call here, September is always very intense for everyone because you double up on your yearly number. So whatever your personal year is, of course, for you, it's 9. In September, you will have a double 9. It's a 9-month and a 9-year. So for all of us, that tends to be a pretty intense time, depending on what the number means for you. So yeah, for you, it really will be a time of completion, whatever you have started to complete it then.
Mm.
Yeah. So good. So
very good.
Have a great month, and we'll speak soon then.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome, Liselotte.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. So there are no other callers. and I know it's summer break here in the Northern Hemisphere. Some of you are on vacation. Remember to send in your questions if you can't be on the call, because this is your time of support every month, and I really look forward to supporting you, working with you, you know, helping you through whatever you're confronting right now or experiencing, or you can just give me an update like Lisa Lesha just did based on whatever information I have previously given you. So I really look forward to next month. Like I said just now, September is intense, and it's a 6 year for all of us, 2013. So take advantage of that number 6 in September. It's going to double up, which means, yes, your responsibilities will be greater, but as a result, the money can really start flowing. The abundance meter goes up when there's a double 6 anywhere. So really, if you are responsible and you're really focused on abundance in a way where you're not blocking it from coming in, really, you know, look at that and be open to any opportunities that allow you to expand financially, because September is a fabulous month to do so. So enjoy the next month. We're going to speak in September, and Irina will send you an email shortly with the MP3 of this call and the date of our next teleseminar. So have a great end of August, beginning of summer, and enjoy the blue moon. All right. Goodbye, everyone.